This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
What is up, everyone? Welcome to the Cub Cooker Supernatural Podcast. My name is Jacob Cooker, but my friends call me Cub like a baby bear, and you should too. Every day on the Cub Cooker Supernatural Podcast, we are unlocking the supernatural secrets of ancient mythos. And today is no different, guys. Got a great episode for you today. Very excited to be here. As always, we got episode 413 on the air today. 9 ancient texts to help you break free of the matrix. Again, this is the Cub Cooker Supernatural Podcast, episode 413. So if you're looking to break free from the matrix, today is your day. We're going to go through some very important texts. These are sacred texts. We're going to look at some Egyptian stuff, some Hermetic stuff. We're going to look at Plato. We're going to look at the Tao. We're going to look at the Upanishads, the Bhagavad Gita, the Holy Bible, the Gospel of Thomas, and more. You don't want to miss today. So this is going to be a great discussion, just kind of back and forth. If you got questions, comments, prayer concerns, drop them in the comments. I'll do my best to grab them as we go through the episode today. So what is up, Angel Appleseed? How are you? We're telling viewers that you've started a live video over on Instagram here. Let's end that, because clearly Instagram is not working today. So don't know why, but let's try it again. We'll go live again, even though I lost the title. You know, it's been a tech heavy month, I'll tell you that, guys. A lot of stuff I've tried to do this month tech wise has failed miserably. But we keep going. So this is just all about showing up and having fun every day. And sharing some of these awesome texts with you guys, and really getting into, what we can as far as what the data shows. So you guys tell me how you're doing today. Let's get some people loaded in here. First off the bat, if you're new to the channel, literally what I do every single podcast, we've got over 400 episodes of the podcast already. I go through these ancient scriptures and find the gold nuggets in them. I mean, literally, there's nothing off the table. You know, if it's from antiquity and it's been documented and published, and I have access to it, I'll go through it. I don't traditionally read the entire text. Some of these go on forever. Some of them are very short, but I normally try to do commentary around what I experience and what I believe around these things. So that's how I approach this. And at any time, if you like the texts, of course, go look them up, go support the people that put them online for free for you, because I don't have the authority to do that. I don't have a license to do that, but I can do, what's called, you know, commentary on it. It's where I have fair use of these texts. So, that's why you're going to hear excerpts from them. And the whole point of this podcast is to spark your ability to go study, go research, go dig into the data for yourself. So, and it still doesn't look like we're live on Instagram, but whatever. We'll just keep going. So, okay. So the Gospel of Thomas, saying 56, says, Jesus said, whoever has come to understand the world has only found a corpse, and whoever has found a corpse is superior to the world. So what does that even mean? That's one of the most questionable passages in the Gospel of Thomas, and we're going to dig in that today. So throughout time, the idea of a simulated reality or material realm or a digital matrix in which we live has been perpetuated throughout the subtle philosophies of our ascended masters, prophets, and teachers of spiritual philosophy. Today, I will delve into 9 sacred texts and describe what can only be imagined as blueprints to unlock the secrets of your personal reality. Personally, I've had enough wild unfounded theories about the nature of my reality and prefer to turn to ancient scriptures. So I'm big on looking at like real scriptures. There's enough channeled works out there and people saying reality's this and reality's that. And I like to look at what the actual data says and then build my, you know, belief system off of that. So what is up, Cosmic Guard? How are you, my friend? I hope you're having a beautiful day. Thank you for being here. And we got people joining in here. What's up, James? How are you, my brother? I hope you're having a beautiful day, my friend. Thank you for joining. So Gospel of Thomas deals with metaphysics, metaphysics being outside of physics. So you're going to hear stuff in some of these ancient texts that modern sciences are beginning to describe. And, you know, in different ways. But if you actually look at it, you can tell, oh, this is kind of talking about the same thing. Within Gnosticism, you have the idea of a father, a mother, and a child being the divine trinity of spirituality. The light or the Christ consciousness or the Christ spirit that is the firstborn, right? You hear about this in the Bible. Within Gnosticism is the thing that happens when you get energy and wave together, observe it, and you literally create a reality. And so it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. So what are real scriptures? Well, anything that's been dug up and verified. I like stuff that's about, you know, at least 1,000 years old. With that said, I have read stuff that's 500 years old. I've read stuff that's, you know, about 150 years old. But as far as, you know, what real scripture is for me, there's really no determining factor other than, you know, things like the Emerald Tablets of Thoth. I'm not a big fan of those because they were clearly channeled. I don't have a problem with channeled works. I just don't. That train is going nuts today, guys. I'm sorry. It's absolutely driving me crazy. Normally it's the truth train. Today it's the irritate cub train, because I swear I can hear it through every window in the house. It's like whoever, they had too much coffee today. They're out there just laying on the horn and it's driving me nuts. So my apologies for that. So for me, I really like to, you know, look at these texts that archaeologists and scholars agree are legit. I mean, that's just honestly, like, you know, I know that's an unpopular opinion amongst woo-woo theorists online like myself, because I'm just a guy with a YouTube channel, right? But with that, you know, again, it gives me some comfort to know that, hey, somebody's put eyes on this. They've done a good job translating it. There's a lot of scholarly work that's gone into it. Epic of Gilgamesh would be one of those for me. The Bible, you know, the Quran, the Torah, the Anunnaki mythologies, Mesopotamian, Akkadian, Babylonian, lots of Egyptian mythologies, though Egyptian mythologies aren't written down in kind of the way that like other mythologies are written down. They're pictographs or, you know, hieroglyphs. And so then, you know, it takes somebody that really understands that to basically translate that. So, that's why we don't read a lot of Egyptian scriptures here, because there's just not like a great compendium of them. You know, you can find the stories retold from different points of view, but that doesn't, they're so abstract, if that makes sense. You know, it's not like the Bible where you have a written language translated to a written language. You have pictures translated to words, translated to stories. So that's why we don't get into a lot of Egyptian stuff here, though I love it. It's just very hard to follow because you really just have to kind of learn the stories and the core mythologies. So, Kenny, what's up? Riley, how are you doing? Thoth is alchemy of self, through correct interpretation of self coming creation. Yeah, absolutely. Thoth thought, somebody said, isn't Thoth Enki? I mean, there's certainly the same archetype or similar archetypes, not even necessarily the same. Enki is Loki, by the way. Enki literally is Loki from the Nordic pantheon. And so Loki being a trickster god that was cast down to earth, Anki being a trickster god cast down to earth. He was dethroned from his position and sent to, you know, be the god of the earth. And then later the god of the Apsu, or the saltwater marsh, or what we call Atlantis. He's got, you know, deep ties to, you know, the ruler of Atlantis, things like that. So again, these pantheons are going to, you know, they're going to repeat. And so it's more important to understand archetypes than to try to list out who is who, if that makes sense. So, Egyptian Duke says Egyptians worship Baal and the fallen angels. Well, technically all religions worship fallen angels. You know, all of these gods that were starting battles and vying for attention and jealousy and all of this stuff, they're clearly, you know, the Elohim. They're the ones that started our planet, according to all of these myths. You know, if you don't believe me, go read all the Anunnaki mythology. That's not woo-woo stuff. Those are, you know, scholarly translations of these ancient mythologies. And you can start with things like the Epic of Gilgamesh and understand that things like the Bible derived a lot of data from these ancient myths to build the belief system that we call a biblical belief system. Again, don't believe me, go read them. You will begin to see it. It doesn't take a lot of reading to go, wow, wait a minute, this is super similar to Genesis. Duke says, I'm glad you know the truth. Thank you, my friend. I'm glad to hear you say that. I don't claim anything other than I've done a lot of research on this, given my life to this, literally given my life to this. And we've dropped over 400 episodes so far. So if that doesn't make me a quasi expert at this point, maybe when I have 1,000 episodes, 10,000 episodes, I don't know, you know, what that magic number is, other than I'm obsessed with it. And obsession often breeds expertise, though I will never have a seal of approval from anyone, like a doctorate degree or anything like that in this, because I can't stay on one subject. You know, I could never go get a doctorate in Egyptian studies because I'd be all over the place. I could never go get a doctorate in biblical studies because I'd be all over the place. So it's, for me, it's more important for me to understand, have a deeper understanding of the spiritual concepts of all of this stuff than have all the dates and numbers in my head. Because again, I'm not even really here to debate any of that. I'm very esoteric, and I really don't even care if any of this happened. You know, ancient astronaut theory for me makes a lot of sense, but even if it didn't happen, the esoteric meaning of the Elohim creating us in their image, which, yes, that's what Genesis 1 says. It says, let us create man in our image. And it says, in the beginning, Elohim created the heavens and the earth. Again, not differentiating the one true holy God, but a general term of Elohim, a plural word. Now, culturally, it has been adapted to mean capital Elohim, their particular Elohim, according to that culture. I am very aware of that. However, we can literally decipher from that what was actually going on by understanding the Anunnaki are the Elohim. The fallen angels in Enochian mythology are Elohim. We have to start, like, we have to quit going, here's how this story fits into this one. And we have to start understanding this is a certain point of view of an event, of an experience. And I explained yesterday, if you have Farmer John in 1908 and he witnesses a flying saucer land in his field, and he watches an extraterrestrial get out. By the way, if you drop that word in my comments again, not only will I report you, but, well, I'm going to block you now. So, you're blocked. No, I don't put people in timeout. Goodbye. You're just gone. Sorry. Farmer John, they would have thought he was crazy, right? He goes and tells people he has like this experience with these ETs. They tell him knowledge and he's got a very different worldview. All of a sudden, his idea of God is different. All of a sudden, his idea of spirituality is different. All of a sudden, everything that he sees and reads in the newspapers are starting to look a little funny at this point, right? He doesn't bow down and worship these things, but he certainly has a relationship with them from that day forward. And you've heard this type of testimony over and over and over. Even the book Communion talks about this. Whitley Strieber, you know, kind of a relationship built with these entities. So then flashback 5,000 years, 7,000, 10,000, whatever you want to call it, whatever time frame you want to put on it, you know, historically here, you've got beings that come, those from heaven to earth who came, and they begin to manipulate what was naturally evolved on this planet for their purposes, to add intelligence to it, hybrid it with their DNA, terraform, dig water courses according to these mythologies, if you're going to take them literal. You know, if you don't take them literal, no worries at all. There's still some beautiful esoteric data in it. But literally, you know, you've got a culture and a people that wrote about their gods who came down, set up all of their systems. They would give alms to them, which turned into sacrifice, which turned into fear and control and battles and all kinds of stuff. What's the difference between that and Farmer John? Farmer John was most likely contacting one of what would be considered a watcher or an Ajiji or a gray alien. Very rarely do we have experiences with like the Nordic aliens or the Lyrians or anything like that actually physically coming here. Most of the time, those experiences are psychic experiences from my research. And so why is that important? Because the Anunnaki were not gray aliens. They were most likely like you and me, and most likely we've evolved into pretty much what they were. We just don't quite have their technology yet. And they were very arrogant. They were very controlling, but there were some of them that had good for humanity in mind, and they basically implanted their systems of control through frequencies here on the planet, through things within the Earth's orbit and or our local floating rock with one face always facing the Earth. You'll see it full, you'll see it half, you'll see it a sliver, you'll see a new one, and I'm talking about our moon. And so these frequencies basically are what I believe people tap into when they decide to worship or yoke themselves with any of these particular deities, be it Baal or Asherah or Yahweh or El or any of these deities. They're going to be tapping in through that frequency, regardless of what name they call it. It's the spirit, it's the fruit, it's the actions and the thoughts and the emotions behind it that tap them into that frequency, which is why I'm such a big proponent of Christ consciousness frequency, Christos frequency, Krishna frequency, which is love in motion. And it does not have allegiance to any named deity other than the universal supreme being within all things, the unity of all things, understanding that we are an interconnected web of intelligence and like we are the God we seek. Doesn't mean there's not a God. It just means God is certainly not defined by all these terms that we have in all these ancient sacred books. So what I do and what I'm going to be doing on this episode with all that lead up there is I'm going to deconstruct how you reverse engineer some of these belief systems and looking at what the Anunnaki did. You know, Enki spent a chapter on how freaking great he was. Literally saying, I am the greatest. I mean, there's a boxer that said that, right? Then you got Enki, Lord Enki out there, and he's saying he's the GOAT. He's the greatest. And he's going on and on and on and on about it. And he does this for like several pages, right? And he says, you know, what he sets up is for all time. Well, his brother's saying that too. What Enlil, you know, Enlil builds the Akur, which means the mountain houses, aka the pyramids. Enki builds the Absu, says the Absu's power is unmatched, and Lil says that the Akur, that there is no place greater and grander than the Akur. Like he goes on and on and on about, so they're both like, you know, two brothers in a feud, like my fort's better than yours. One of them's in the water, one of them's on land in these mountain houses or these pyramids. And so it's very telling as to what's going on. And so how do we beat the matrix? By learning what's in these ancient texts. Well, number one, you got to absolutely know what's being talked about. You have to understand who is who, and you got to understand, you know, what the Elohim are and what they aren't, and how to reverse engineer what they're talking about. Because they were masters at manifesting, masters at setting up processes, masters at speaking and creating, and masters at getting agreement of others to help do their will. So it's a very, very specific system that they follow. And we're going to look at some of that today, and we're going to look at some ancient sacred scriptures that are very, very fluid and very spiritual and aren't the Anunnaki stuff. So let's see. Lots of comments today. Yeah, and you don't get to talk about people that way. You're going to be blocked on YouTube. Nobody is evil, and please respect all cultures, guys. I'm not even going to do this today if y'all are going to be jerks, like, for real. Like, I don't have to do this. I can go do something else. I can go market for other people. I can do whatever I want. I'm not going to sit here and listen to you guys berate each other and other peoples, okay? You will show respect to all peoples, okay? Gay, straight, lesbian, bi, Jew, Muslim, black, white, yellow, green, orange, blue, indigo. I don't care. Show respect to other people. Like, I literally don't stand for that. You and I cannot be friends if you treat people like that. Do not call people evil. Do not compartmentalize one culture over another. And do not drop derogatory terms towards race in my comments. I'm just telling you guys, okay? And don't berate other creators either. So I'm just telling you, I'll kick you out and I'll block you and you'll never see me again. And that's your bad. That's on you. And that's your karma. So not mine. I'll find plenty of other people to support what I'm doing. I don't know why the comments today, the boys club. Okay, this is why we got a bunch of awesome women in our community. The boys club today is being poisonous. Y'all stop it or get out of here for real. So sorry, just telling you, this is my podcast. I get to do what I want. And we got to respect people, guys. I don't stand for that. I don't care what's going on in your life. There's no excuse to be rude to other people. So, and yeah, I will literally use this as an example today. Because somebody needs to school you, because the school system didn't and your mother didn't either. So tell you right now, I'll take time to do it. So Cosmic Guard says, thank you, Jacob. I appreciate that, my friend. Tom says, cut it out right now, guys. Exactly. Honeybee, what is up, Honeybee? How are you doing? It's YouTube today. I don't know what's up with YouTube. So work for equals worship. Exactly, Drywall Mike. What's up, man? How you doing? I hope you're having a beautiful day. Andrea says, I'm listening to you, not the comments. Awesome. Good to hear, Andrea. I appreciate it. Unfortunately, the comments affect the quality of the stream and the amount of people that it gets out to. Because if the algorithms see a bunch of derogatory comments, they don't push it out as much. People that are being rude not only hurt themselves, they hurt others. They literally are hurting me and my business. So I got to school people. Somebody's got to show them, okay? And, you know, if that has to be me, it is what it is. So, but I appreciate that. I'll continue here. Think we got it shut down. So, and a lot of it's not on Facebook. It's on YouTube today for some reason. So, Rebecca says, Ooh, I will school. Thank you, Rebecca. I know you will. I appreciate that. Yeah. And Duke is going to get blocked too. Sorry, brother. You're a jerk. You get pulled. So sorry. Yeah. Guys, this is an all-inclusive community, and I am very, very patient, okay? I literally just got done lecturing on that, and then people are still in here doing that. I don't know what's going on today, so I'll take a deep breath. If you don't believe in what I'm teaching, move on. Okay, there's churches out there. There's plenty of people, plenty of live streams. Don't bring your pain and trauma in here unless you really want it to get healed. And I will love you. I will support you. My community will too. Okay. I know right now it's crazy. We got a bunch of different planetary alignments and they're jerking on everybody right now. So just because they're jerking on you, don't be a jerk. So I love you. Thank you to everyone who's still around. We're going to continue forward. And hopefully everybody can be cool here. So, Clarissa says, pull up to have conversations. Exactly. Thank you. Chill Toad, thank you, my friend. Appreciate you being cool. Thank you. John, thank you for being here. John says, love you, bro. Thank you so much, my friend. Kenny says, breathe. I hate it, guys. I don't hate a lot, but I hate it when people hate on each other. Like, I literally don't care what your political affiliation is. I don't care who you sleep with. I don't care where you work. I don't care what country you live in. I don't care what your religion is. Like, I can tell who you are by how you treat other people. And that's literally what Jesus told you to. Like, we got a bunch of people that are trying to tell me to follow Jesus, and they're being the biggest haters in the comments. Like, why is that? Okay, that's that spirit I was talking about yesterday. I'm about to drop some more truth right now. That spirit of who you choose and what God you choose to serve, if it is based on fear, if it is based on anxiety, if it is based on heaven or hell, life or death, you got to pick one side, dualism. Okay, you are always, always, always. I don't care what religion you follow, because you can follow any religion and be spiritual, and you can follow any religion and be dogmatic and hateful towards others. And I mean that for all 1 billion religions out there. I might as well say 8 billion, because there's a different religion for every person on the planet. And you can literally be a decent human being. That's all you've ever been called to do by every great prophet, every Messiah, every incarnation or avatar of God. Told you to love others, told you to find God within you, told you to seek truth. Okay. And that does not mean trying to hold your neighbor accountable for who they are, what they believe, or try to prove them wrong. So people are scared of fire. Yeah, that's true. It's mostly being scared of going to hell. That's what a lot of people have. Exactly. That invention of hell was one of the best inventions for a control construct, by the way. If you believe in hell and heaven, then you have an incredibly high stakes game and you have 80 years to figure it out. And then you're told that it's on you to help save other people too, because that's your treasure in heaven. Guys, I grew up in an evangelical cult. I can tell you right now, I know what I'm talking about. Okay. And I can smell it a mile away now. I'm literally allergic to those ideas and belief systems. Again, I respect what you believe, but if you start bringing it in as hate towards others, we don't play that game, guys. Social media doesn't play that game. I don't play that game. I don't care what platform you're on. If you want to break free from the matrix, okay, that's what today is about. How do you break free from the matrix? First off, you got to speak truth. You got to confront tyranny when you see that. And that includes in other people, okay? Everybody's focused on what's happening at the top right now, and they're literally destroying each other, okay? They don't need to start a WAR to get people to battle with each other. And you guys are playing right into the trap. I'm just going to tell you right now. I'm going to reveal one of the biggest secrets to the matrix to you. And that is, if you fight each other, they don't need to fight you. Let me say that again. If you fight each other, they don't need to fight you. So if you really want to break free from the matrix, you've got to deconstruct everything you think you know. You guys that are hating on me and streams like this and stuff, you go and you watch Marvel and you watch the Matrix movies and you love all that stuff, okay? And that's good and well, right? Because it's in a movie, but somebody actually comes out here and speaks it online in a philosophical framework that you can actually apply, and somehow that threatens your masculinity, that threatens your belief system, that threatens your status quo. I don't know what it is, but I'm telling you right now, we need some guys, okay? We need divine feminine to rise, and we need masculinity to make a comeback. And I'm not talking about toxic masculinity. I'm talking about all the little boys in the comments today having a match with each other. Okay, that doesn't do anything, guys. You're literally showing yourselves completely not worthy of understanding these mysteries, breaking free from the matrix. You're literally playing into the trap. You're like a bunch of ferrets caught in a trap fighting each other rather than trying to figure out a way to get out of the trap. And that's what today's about. So this is actually the perfect thing to happen today, because I'm talking about deconstructing from the matrix, and we have the perfect situation for me to talk about it here. If you're just now joining, let me explain what just happened. In the comments, we had people hating on everybody. We had people being derogatory towards different races, towards different sexual orientations, towards different religious traditions, multiple different people. I don't know if the bots are loose today or people are just literally out of their mind to attack someone. And I do not stand for that. I'm not a religious channel. I literally fly a prism and a rainbow in my description. Go look in the description. That's all of us. Literally, I don't care who you sleep with. I don't care what you do or don't go to church. I don't care what your belief system is, as long as you don't hurt others and you love others. You can do that under any religious system, by the way. Dogma is what keeps you from doing that. Okay, religion is not a bad thing. And I've been saying this for a long time. A lot of people say, oh, it's religion, it's religion. Actually, there are spiritual sides to religion and there are dogma sides to religion. And it doesn't matter where you're at, you can probably find a mysticism side and a dogmatic side. And that's up to you which one you adopt. Now, you might not always find the mystic side in a church or a temple or something, but I'm going to tell you right now, you can certainly look at that religious tradition and understand the esotericism in it, the beauty in it, and what it means to you, okay? Because none of them are so you can hold anyone else accountable. It's literally about you. So that's where we got to quit telling other people how to get it on and off the horse, and we got to start riding ours better, level up, and actually realize we're in control here. Rebecca says, open mind. Blessings from Bridget Bell says, I love that you said there are 8 billion religions. That is so true. I am so tired of people being anti-religion. I am anti-hateful religion, but not anti-religion. Blessings from Bridget Bell. Thank you, my friend. Absolutely love that. Totally agree with that too. Thank you for noticing. So, yes, exactly. To jailbreak the matrix is to work on your inner works. The way out is within, Charles says. Charles, you get a sticker, a gold star. I don't know if you're a millennial, but you get a gold star from this millennial. I love it. Thank you, my friend. And that's absolutely true. It has zero to do with trying to hold your neighbor accountable. By the way, if you're married, this goes for married people. I 100% of the time screw up my marriage when I try to hold my wife accountable for my BS. Okay. If I try to hold my wife accountable, you're not manifesting with me. You're not on the same page. We're never going to level up together if we're not on the same page. Forget that, guys. That means I'm not on the same page. Okay. If I'm 1,000% committed, she's going to see that and be inspired. I'm literally creating our relationship. Same thing with her. She looks at me all the time. She's like, oh, you're messy and you're unpredictable and you complain and you're a pain in the butt. She makes me more of that, right? Because she's creating more of that paradigm in her head. And even through the vibration of her thoughts, I pick up on that as well. Because we are combined. We are one. We are married. We are yoked together. So we have to absolutely start understanding that it has nothing to do with controlling. You can't even control your own husband or wife, okay? You try to do that, that's illegal in most states, first off. And second off, it don't work very well, okay? Especially if you married a strong, independent woman like I did or a strong, independent man. You got to understand it has nothing to do with the person on the other side. That person is literally reflecting you. Same thing today. What's going on in the comments clearly is reflecting what I needed today, because now I'm fired up and this is a good episode and I didn't have my crap together when I started. I was just So this will be one of those. I cut the middle of this out and run it separately as kind of an excerpt, because this has been great. Like, I could literally stop here without reading the scriptures for today. 3:33:33 on the clock here on the timestamp. For confirmation. Guys, this is so important to me. What I do is important here, okay? I don't do this, you know, just for poops and giggles. I do this to stay accountable to myself spiritually and share these ideas online for those that resonate. Or as Jesus said, those with eyes to see and ears to hear. Don't try controlling them. It's illegal. I've checked, Eric says. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Eric says, I could see you being messy and unpredictable. I would recommend a bubble bath. Probably would help. I've tried bubble baths before, but they're just so soapy. Let's see. Masterful turnaround of a bizarre change in conversation. Kenny says, thank you, my friend. I appreciate that. Master Manifestor Conscious Creator says, what's up, Conscious Creator? What came first, the chicken or the egg? Exactly. You're planning your own life from another dimension. Amen, my friend. Eric369, what's up, brother? How you doing? All of that is programming, so we stay separated and can't come together to make change. 1,000%. What's up, honeybee? I didn't even see you come in. Welcome to the circus today, because this is a circus today. Eric says, hello from Denver, Colorado. Where am I? I am in Amarillo, Texas, just down the road from you, about 6 hours. So we're at the very top of Texas up here. So the little hat on top. We would be the crown chakra of Texas, let's say that, or at least the third eye. All right. I'm going to read the scripture because it's time. It's time. We just dropped some truth, and we got to jump into the scripture. Before I do, if you like how I handled that and you would like to handle your life in a similar fashion, the reason I can handle things that way is because I have something bigger than myself. We have our Cub Cooker Supernatural membership community. It is a community. It is an academy. It is behind the scenes content. It is direct messaging and chat rooms and Zoom calls and everything that you can imagine for one low price. It's all bundled together. You can go check it out on my website. It supports what I'm doing here every single day. And you can go much deeper down the rabbit hole with myself and other members of our community. We have some incredible members, none of which are like the people that were on earlier. Those people won't last long. They'll get very frustrated. There's too much positivity, love, and light. We've got a great community. We're not toxically positive, by the way. We say what we think. We're very honest and authentic. And so it's a beautiful thing. It's, you know, I've been a part of communities before, and there's just too much toxic positivity. And you're like, I just want to express my emotions right now. There's plenty of room to do that. There's no dogmatic belief system with our community membership. You can leave anytime, cancel anytime, completely up to you. You're not locked into anything. You can do month to month, or you can save a bundle on yearly. You can go check it out at CubKuker.com, or click the link in my bio profile or description. You'll see my official website there. This membership is for people who are serious, okay? When I say it's not for everybody, it's not for people who are here to hate on people. It's not for people who are here to judge others. It's not for people who don't want to do the work to level up their life as a community together. With the Zoom calls, you do not have to join live if you don't want to. You will get the recordings of those every single week, and you can watch at your leisure or listen to them on audio. I've thought of everything. You literally get the whole gambit. I also have something brand new. Been working on a bunch of plans, as far as the community goes. One of which didn't really work out the way I wanted it to, but I do have a backup plan, and that backup plan is still going to launch in about, we have 17 days left until the original one was supposed to launch, but I'm bringing something a bit different to it. But in 17 days, I'm adding something else to the community. So if you want that, you're going to get that locked in at the low price that's already there right now. So, it is not cheap. It is highly valuable, but it is incredibly affordable. Somebody said the other day that they spend more on like two cheeseburgers and some junk food fries and sodas than they do to be a part of my membership. And that the membership is way more filling, way healthier, and way more fun the day after. So like, just keep that in mind. It won't give you indigestion. So that's very nice. So come check it out. www.cubcooker.com. The Supernatural Membership Community and Academy. And if you have questions about that, I'll talk a little bit more about that later. But I wanted to put that on the screen while I dive into the text. So here we go. Y'all buckle up. Here we go. So nine ancient texts. So I'm gonna tell you the texts real quick, You can write them down in case I don't get through all of them today, since we had a little bit of circus act going on. The Gospel of Thomas. The Bible. The Bhagavad Gita. The Upanishads. U-P-A-N-I-S-H-A-D-S. Upanishads. The Tao. Plato's Allegory of the Cave. The Hermetica. The Egyptian Book of the Dead, and the Nag Hammadi Library, N-A-G-H-A-M-M-A-D-I Library. So these are very, very important texts, all of which have helped me develop my belief system, which I call universalism. It's not a religion. It's nothing new. It's just the idea that God is a universal force that does not play favorites, does not have any sort of chosen bloodline, does not have any partiality to anyone except for those that get in its frequency. And that's through what we call the Christ or the Krishna consciousness or higher consciousness or collective unity consciousness, whatever you want to call it. When you get in that frequency, you contact this universal deity or being, if you will. So, Dreamstar says, yes, way better than the WC sauce. Oh, yeah, I remember you talking about that. That's hilarious. Thank you. Thank you, my friend. Conscious Creator says, it is so cool to see how magically things work out when you are in different belief system, your positive mindset. Yes, 1,000%. So, number one here, I'm just going to read through them. Gospel of Thomas. Jesus said, whoever has come to understand the world has found only a corpse, and whoever has found a corpse is superior to the world. This actually ties into another one we're going to read in a minute. And the way I sum this up is, when you realize that the world is, you know, dust to dust, this is an illusionary state and it doesn't last very long. If you look at matter, the way matter decomposes, it's indicative of a simulated reality, because the code only lasts for a finite amount of time, including your body, including even if we're able to upgrade and get humans to live a lot longer, even if we can get us to live for 1,000 years, you're still going to decay. Like, it's still, you still live in a material realm. You would have to literally change the material realm to get you to live infinitely here. So the only way to live infinitely is to escape the material realm. And this is a big way to do it. Recognize that the world is this corpse. It is a illusion, a simulation, if you will. And then understand that when you realize that, you realize the truth about yourself, because you are not the body. And I'm going to show you this in the Bhagavad Gita here in a minute. You're not the body. You are an eternal being. And once you recognize that and you stop identifying yourself with the world, aka your corpse, okay, there's billionaires right now trying to figure out how to get this corpse to last longer, okay? Good luck. Because I'm coming back. My spirit will keep incarnating into fresh corpses to continue doing the work it needs to do, regardless of how long this flesh corpse lives. And again, you know, that's Jesus saying that right there. That's not Cub. That's the Gospel of Thomas right there. And then I'm going to share from Corinthians for Randy here in the comments today. The Holy Bible, 2 Corinthians 4:18. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but what is unseen, since what is seen is temporary, or a corpse, or a simulated reality, or an illusion. But what is unseen is eternal. And again, this is going to be Paul and Corinthians here. I'm not a big Pauline doctrine fan, but I wanted to share that for anybody who is, because I think that there's a lot of relevance to that statement there. So then we get into the Bhagavad Gita, the BG chapter 2, verse 16. If you're not familiar with the Bhagavad Gita, it is a holy scripture in Hinduism, and it recounts a great battle as the protagonist Arjuna meets Lord Krishna, who is the avatar and incarnation of the Krishna consciousness, or the emanation of the Supreme Being, manifest on the earth, just like Jesus Christ, right? So it's a very, one of my absolute favorite scriptures in Hinduism. Absolutely beautiful. It says there is no existence for the unreal, and the real never ceases to be. The seers of truth have concluded the same by studying the nature of both. Do you see a pattern here? Okay. We've got three completely different belief systems already, all of which are lining up, all of which are lining up. Afterlife is reality, Randy. Exactly. Absolutely. Literally what all three of these just said. And I mean, that's semantics, Randy, to say it's not a simulated reality. Literally, scientists are saying that right now. So, you know, I don't argue with the science. I love science and I love spirituality, and they are completely simpatico in my opinion. So when scientists are, you know, theorizing that we live in some sort of simulation or an illusionary reality, matter isn't really what we think it is. It's actually vibrating light. You know, it's like, then you start to understand what all these ancient scriptures are actually saying, right? And then time being the fourth dimension, absolutely. Time is only relevant here and now, again, within the simulation. If you build a simulation, you're going to put a timestamp on it. You're going to put all these limiters in it so that you don't break the system, right? But then the true reality is a higher reality where you're actually the light being, you're actually the energy and consciousness playing the avatar, the flesh meat suit here, right? So it's a very, very interesting thing. So Randy says, I trust the creator of science. Absolutely. Well, then you ought to trust the science too. You trust the creator of science, trust the creation of science to tell you the truth, right? Because it's all there. So, Rui, thank you, my friend. Okay. You need to write scriptures, Cub. There may never be another being with your ability. I love you. I see you. Gianni, thank you so much, my friend. That is way too kind. Thank you. I appreciate that. I do write down my channeled works every night. I didn't have one for last night, but I did the night before, which I will reread today, which I think is very, very poignant for what we're talking about today. So, Randy says men lie. Yeah, absolutely. That's why I don't take any of these scriptures, you know, as dogma. I take them as philosophy and something that I can build experiences off of, because I would trust my higher self, my connection to God, over anyone's claim. And that includes the Bible, the Bhagavad Gita, the Gospel of Thomas, any of the Egyptian stuff. I mean, it doesn't matter. Like, it, you know, it's all written down, translated, and interpreted by men, including and not limited to the biblical canon, which is clearly has a lot of reasons for why it's canonized the way it is. So with that, your only true compass is within you, and that is your God source within you that you are already infinitely connected to. So God reveals what he wants known. Absolutely. And I've got 9 scriptures from 9 different religious traditions today proving just that fact, Randy. So I agree with you completely on that. Again, Bhagavad Gita, beautiful. Upanishads here. Upanishads 2.4.14. Now that serene being arising out of the corporeal, having realized the supreme Brahman, which is the supreme being, or the energy source of God, it is the all-pervading entity, does not identify itself with anything else. Let me say that again. Now that serene being arising out of the corporeal, having realized the supreme Brahman, does not identify itself with anything else. And what this is saying is once you see the corpse and recognize the corpse, just like Jesus said in Gospel of Thomas here, and the word corporeal means a physical material body. So once you recognize that and you identify yourself with the supreme source of God, or the Brahman, or the supreme being, or source, or mother, father, whatever you want to call it, you're not going to identify yourself with anything else. Then you're not going to identify yourself with the God of the Bible. You're not going to identify yourself with a particular cultural deity. You're going to identify yourself with supreme divinity, period, and understand that your identification with supreme divinity inherently makes you a god, a little g god, and that the word God isn't even good enough for the actual supreme divinity, because it is such a pure source of enlightenment, energy, consciousness, and the ability to turn things around, the ability to transmute anything, the ability to alchemize, the ability to ascend. Everything is completely accessible within you, literally what Jesus was talking about. So Randy says, the Holy Spirit is the voice of truth. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. Hey man, he has. And I'm glad you recognize that. Certainly the Holy Spirit has poured out on me and through me. As a result, you know, we got 400 episodes, one of the top spiritual creators in the world. Literally, that's not even just my opinion. The podcast is popping off. We had hundreds of people watch live yesterday. Thousands of people have watched since then. Our ministry here is reaching almost 1 million people at this point. We're going to get there very soon. We'll be hitting over 1 million. I'm very grateful for that. And that is the Holy Spirit. That is the Holy Mother Spirit pouring out on us and helping us bear that fruit, bear witness to this beautiful ministry, which is a universalist ministry, by the way. It's not a Christian ministry or any particular point of view. It is a universalist ministry that puts people first, the spirit within you first, okay? Not your belief system, not your idol, not your God, not your culture, but the true being within you. And that's what I put first. So I appreciate you recognizing that, my friend. Thank you so much. Then we get to the Tao Te Ching, chapter one. The Tao that can be told is not the eternal Tao. The name that can be named is not the eternal name. So when everybody's like, oh no, this is God, or that is God, or Jesus is God, or Krishna is God, or, you know, the Old Testament God is God. Again, that is all a failed experiment. The true being can only be experienced. You can't even tell anyone about it. You can just tell someone, hey, I've had this experience. Seek your own. You like literally can't even give them a doctrine. Even the idea of the gospel that Paul perpetuated is not what Jesus was teaching at all whatsoever. Don't believe me. Go read it. Go read the red letters of Jesus. Then go read Paul, Acts, Romans, Corinthians, and then the Pauline pseudepigrapha, Titus and Timothy. Go read all that stuff. And, you know, I get it. I get what they were trying to do, trying to set up a church, trying to get, you know, things moving forward as far as the movement goes. They were taking the message literally. They were waiting for him to return, all of this stuff. But for me, he says the kingdom does not come with visible signs. I'm a big Jesus fan, as you guys know, though I do not approach Jesus at all from a Christian perspective. I approach Jesus on the terms that he actually set forth, not what the church or any doctrine has. So one of the few people out there that actually just looks at what he said and then applies that to other philosophies and understands the common denominator between all of them, rather than this dogmatic way of you need Jesus to be saved. No, you need the philosophy and the experience and the direct contact with God that he told you exactly how to get to be saved, because it's not about salvation from you being a horrible sinner. It's about enlightenment and ascension and yoking yourself with the supreme divinity within you, period. By the way, that's what all of these are about. Unfortunately, they're just not talked about that way because you have so many dogmatic systems set up around many of these, not all of them, but many of them. Plato's allegory of the cave. This is one of my favorite ones. So, and if he is compelled to look straight at the light, will he not have a pain in his eyes, which will make him turn away and take refuge in the objects of vision, which he can see and which he will conceive to be in reality clearer than the things which are now being shown to him? Now, Plato's allegory of the cave is all about the idea of you're in a cave, it's dark, and someone lights a torch and puts it in front of you. And then you can't see when there's people walking in front of that torch, and you see these shadows on the wall, and you believe that the shadows are the true people. You believe they're the only other people because you don't have a mirror. You've lived your entire life in this cave. You have no idea what you even look like, and you assume these shadows on the wall are other people like you because you can hear the voices. And so you identify yourself with the shadows rather than the true source of light, because it's hard to look at that light and even recognize it. Does that make sense? So the allegory of the cave is a very deep philosophical system that Plato came up with. And it's just a really, really good way to look at our reality, in my point of view. Becca, thanks for joining. Conscious Creator says, yep, Plato's cave. Ah, absolutely. Let's see. Todd says, very unlearned, very unbiblical. That's not the gospel. Actually, it is 1000%. Go read the red letters of Jesus and delete the rest of the Bible. Go read the red letters of Jesus and delete the rest of the Bible. And I promise you, my philosophy is more on point with his than most people out there. Okay. I'm not patting myself on the back. I'm just telling you, it is what it is at this point. I'm like the only advocate I can find out there that actually says, just read his philosophy. And do, he said, if you love me, do that which I tell you. He said, you'll do greater things than even I have done. Yet everybody keeps putting him on a pedestal rather than actually doing what he said. And, you know, it's not about going out and trying to like convert a bunch of followers. It's about, what is the gospel? The gospel is the good news. The good news is God is in you. You're already there. Like, you're already connected to it. Just recognize it. Start using that power within you. That's the power that saves. And go out and help others. Love your neighbor as yourself. Like, literally, that's the whole gospel. It has nothing to do with you need to know Jesus. It has everything to do with go and take care of your neighbor. Go love others. Go love others as yourself. Love yourself, by the way. And whoever you choose as Lord, love the Lord your God above all, right? He didn't say a specific name there. He said the Lord, which Lord is a master. It's someone you decide to serve under. Serve whatever masters you have, whatever Lord you have, whatever God you have with all your heart and soul, right? Like, that was the whole thing he was saying. Now, no, he was not backing up the idea of being enslaved under anyone. He was telling you that if you choose Lord Krishna, to serve Lord Krishna. If you choose Lord Jesus, serve Lord Jesus. If you choose the Supreme Being, serve the Supreme Being. It's a trickle up thing. Everything goes up, but I'm at the point in my incarnations, I prefer to serve the Supreme Being, period, and not go through a bunch of other back doors to get there. So, Socrates, I know that I know nothing. Exactly. Exactly. The more I know, the less I know. Celsius says his words were twisted as usual. 1000%, 1000%. Absolutely. So read the red letters, St. Paul's letters. Yeah. Return to sender. Exactly. The kingdom is in you. Rui says 1000%, my friend. What's my position on the recent uptick in UFO activity? Oh, dude. I mean, it's that is 1000%, in my humble opinion, going to be a part of the, okay. The church says the great deception is going to be one thing. They say it's what I'm talking about, which is a more mystical view of God within you. I say it's actually the fact that the church and many traditions are going to look in the sky and see something and go, God has returned. This is the prophecy fulfilled. And they're going to go to particular lands. They're going to go to certain places and they're going to expect to physically get to go with their gods. And I say that even for Christians too. I was a part of that tradition for many years, and I literally believed that we were going to see a cube come out of the sky. That was going to be the New Jerusalem. That's where all the Christians would go to live with their Lord and Savior Jesus. That's what I was taught. That's what I was programmed with. When you literally look at that, you understand Jesus did not tell you he was coming back on a spaceship. He did not tell, he literally told you the kingdom does not come with visible signs. It is within you. He would not, so a man of all truth would not tell you that and then go, oh, and I'm going to return and I'm going to come in this type of craft or spaceship or a new city, a celestial city or whatever. He would not do that. Like, that is not, that does not line up with his philosophy and his teaching. What he told you is it's within you. You create it by proxy, by being exposed to it within you already. Not by waiting and finding it. Okay. That's what they want you to do. The longer you wait, the less you do about the status quo, the longer you wait, the more money you funnel into these institutions, including your churches. The longer you wait, the poorer you get spiritually, okay? The poorer you get in your emotional wherewithal, in your ability to even have faith, because it's just longer and longer and longer and longer. Mia says, too bad I got here so late. Oh, Mia, it has been a day. If you want some entertainment, go back and watch the first 30 minutes. It got pretty real there for a minute, but we had to block a few people and I had to do a little bit of a lecture on love, but we're back. And so it's very good. David, how are you, my friend? Thank you for being here. Conscious creator. I have no idea. Let's see. I believe modern humans are cyclones, two eyes, and I'm a cyclops. Yeah, there you go. I'm a triclops because I got a third eye open here. So Rui, thank you for the thumbs up. Do I believe in the Antichrist who will come and perform miracles? Oh yeah, absolutely. And that's why, like, Jesus was telling you to perform miracles and that you're the second coming of Christ, and you got people waiting on the second coming, you got people waiting on a Messiah, you got people waiting on this new Jerusalem to come down, or celestial cities or whatever. And I believe they'll be the Elohim or the gods. I believe that the portals will be open again and the other side will be allowed to come through. I don't believe they're extraterrestrials. I think they're interdimensionals. I think they can be just as physical as us, but they literally operate in other dimensions or parallel realities. And therefore, for me, the great deception is when all of the ET or ED, which I know that has a different connotation, but we're going to extra dimensional is what ED stands for here. Extra dimensional gods are going to return on Earth and people are going to go, oh my gosh, this is what all of it's been saying. And they're going to believe that's the return. And for me, I ain't getting on a spaceship with anybody named Jesus or Yeshua or Isa or whatever. I'm just not going to do it because he told me, in those red letters, which for some reason I've gravitated to my whole life, even though I've rejected a lot of the other stuff, I still vibrate with the meaning of those words so deeply. And I personally believe that he never made a claim that he was going to be returning in that way. Again, all of that was perpetuated by everyone else around him. I call that OPO, other people's opinions. So, Aiden, you will be blocked. If you can be nice and apologize, I will let you stay. You might learn something, my friend. You can disrespect me all day long, so I'm not too worried about that. That's why you're getting a second chance. The other people I blocked because they were being rude to each other, and I don't stand for that. So if you apologize, you're welcome to stay, Aiden. And yes, I said your name and I called you out, because if you're going to be rude, you're going to get called out. So. Mia says isn't it hard enough to find our path, and with all the CRAP being placed in our faces, it makes it even harder. Yeah, exactly. Oh Mia, so those, I cannot talk about those publicly. I have talked about them on our Zoom calls on Saturday, and I will mention them again. I have my strong opinions about that. I just literally can't mention that online, because we have a global audience here and I try to be sensitive to all walks of life, all belief systems. However, in our private community, I'm still very respectful, but I can also, everybody's agreed to be there, if that makes sense. Everybody knows what I'm about in there and they expect me to be truthful in there. And they understand that anything I say in there is not meant with malice towards any group of people. So I will talk about that. In fact, I promise I'll talk about that on Saturday. So Mia, I can't remember if you're a part of the community or not. If you're not, it is stupid affordable. You definitely need to be in if you like what I'm talking about. You can cancel anytime if you don't vibe with it, but please go check it out. You can hit up my bio, cubcooker.com. Love, love, love to have you. Saturdays, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. If you can't join live, don't worry, you get the recording. So it's just a fantastic, fantastic group. And you get the academy with it as well. There's like almost 500 video lessons in there. And I've got a brand new offering coming that will be included with your membership, where you're going to get the upgrade when I have an upgrade coming soon. So Pascal, thank you for the star, my friend. Appreciate it. So yeah, Mia, just you can scan the QR code, or under that QR code, you see where it says join at Cub Kuker, CUBKUKER.com. Cub like a baby bear. Kuker, it's a German word, KUKER.com. And it's always in the description of this video as well. So love to have you. And I'll welcome you over there today too. You also get DM with me over there if you ever want it. So okay. I got a couple more. Man, this has been hot today. I don't know what the collective energy is. Ashley maybe has a better read on like what astrologically is going on, but dang, let me just say, dang, it's been a day. This has been heat. I was not prepared for this. I was actually going to have like a real chill live stream. That is not where we're at. Though I think it's been good. It's been very respectful. We've had to block a couple of people, but again, I'm here to do what I can. So we got to raise the roof with that consciousness. Steven says slide into Cubs DMs. Absolutely. Anybody can in the community. It's very hard to do that outside of the community just because I get thousands of messages every week now. I found a ton of messages yesterday on TikTok from months ago. So my apologies, guys. It's just so hard to filter everything with all the comments and the chats and the feed and all. I mean, I'm on all these platforms and there's a lot of data coming through. So but I do prioritize everybody on the app to make sure you can DM me and I answer your questions, connect you with the right course or the right people over there. So, cause it is a co-mentor community. That's what's really cool. It's like you got a bunch of people mentoring everybody. So, you can mentor people over there too. You may have a spiritual gift you want to share and you are more than welcome to do that. So Plato's allegory of the cave, again, you know, life being like the shadows on the wall of a cave. And then the true reality is actually this light source in the middle of the cave that's projecting everything out. Then the Hermetica, I actually just picked that up. It's on my bookshelf. Picked up a great copy of it. More of a modern copy that actually has some new stuff in it and a lot of scholarly work in it. It's called the Hermetica, and these are what we consider Hermetic teachings in the tradition of Hermes Trismegistus or thrice great Hermes. And it is an incredible collection, and I'm about to start doing a bunch of stuff from the Hermetica as well. So as above, so below, as below, so above, all things come from the one. And this is the Hermetic principle. This is probably the most famous Hermetic principle. In fact, I'm going to post this on the screen. Champ says, what is your X or Instagram? Hey, you can find that at cubkuker.com as well. Right under my, like at the very top under my profile picture is all the social media accounts. They're all at cubkuker, at CUBKUKER. There's a crap ton of copycat accounts out there, which is why I host them on my personal website. So you know everything's official through there. I'm verified on all Meta products right now. Should be verified on TikTok one of these days if we get to keep it. And then as soon as we hit 100,000 on YouTube, I'll get verified as well. So we're working there. YouTube's a little slower burn than other places, but we're growing. We're at like 17, 18,000 over there. So, let me post this on the screen. This is the Hermetic principle. And I love this one again. As above, so below, as below, so above, all things come from the one. So the idea of this is the macro is micro, the micro is macro. If you zoom into your skin and you go small enough, you're going to see quantum reactions happening. You're going to see quantum interactions. They're going to look very similar to what's happening in the universe. If you zoom into like your brain and you see all the neural pathways that are taking place and communicating, the neural web is going to look very similar to the web galaxies that we have. Like everything is patterned after everything. And so these ideas that there's one particular emanation or cultural point of view of God that has to be worshiped, again, all love and respect to everybody. But for me, everything is too interconnected in such a beautiful pattern for me to like choose one idol of God to worship, because for me, God is literally all things. Like it is just this incredible, massive pattern. We're all a part of it. And if you go deep enough into us, you're going to see the universe. If you zoom out and see the universe, you're going to see within us. Like, everything is happening within us. And it might literally, like, that might actually be a principle we discover in the future, that literally what's happening in us is affecting what's happening out there, and what's happening out there is affecting what's happening in us. It might be so tightly wound together that our consciousness actually affects the entire universe. Where I am a teacher, also I am a student. Amen, my friend. Absolutely. Got a great question here. Crazy14's gaming channel says, I want to believe in religions, but I can't. I take it as a story told by humans over years. I do believe in God. Absolutely. Same here, my friend. And I think religions, too, are all attempts to describe the divine. And if you take them esoterically, they're actually beautiful, and they're laden with data to help you understand yourself. If you take them dogmatically, then you see like a lot of narrative and control mechanisms and stuff like that. And so it's literally like a two-way switch. You can choose the mystic or esoteric side, which you're really lightweight about. You're not like committed to, oh, I have to do this, 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 and this. You understand what all of that's for. Why was it in there? You can clearly see what's for control. And then you can clearly see what is, you know, for the beautiful spiritual experiences. Again, within Christianity that I grew up within, you know, you have all these systems of control, and then you have like this very, very small set of sayings that come from Jesus called the red letters. And of the entire Bible, only 2% of that Bible is the words of Jesus, or the attributed to Jesus. The rest of it is all other people's opinions. Like, and when we finally understand that, you know, if you profess to be a Jesus follower, why are you not following those words? Why are you looking at what Paul says and what the Old Testament says and every, like, why are you trying to get it all? Like, why not get the philosophy, practice the spiritual yoga that he taught, to yoke yourself to others and God within you through love? It's called bhakti yoga, which is literally what he taught. Native chick says, look inside. 1,000%, 1,000%. That's where God is. You want to know where God is? God's within you. Can you talk to God? Absolutely. But you're better when you meditate and you feel into that prayer, rather than going with a list of, you know, a grocery list for God. You know, I've been lately praying, you know, God, pour out the blessings you want on me, or source, pour out the blessings you want for me on me. You know my desires, but I want you to orchestrate the highest timeline for my life in your divine pattern. And that's my blessing recently. And it is, I can feel it already working in my favor. It's a beautiful thing. Sophia is a proton and Yaldabaoth is the electron. Our goal is to become a neutron. Christopher says, very good, man. Very good. Yeah, I've been saying for a long time, become neutral, become neutral, become neutral. Stop the duality, stop the duality, stop the duality. Be neutral on all of these things. And it's a huge, huge help. So Jonathan says, wow, Jonathan wrote a book for everybody. So I appreciate that. Thank you for sharing. I will have to read that later. That's just too much for me to read on the podcast today. So all for my greatest good, Native Chick says, 1,000%, 1,000%. So, all right, I've got a couple more to read. I want to jump to those real quick. We got a bunch of new people here in the chat. So if you didn't hear about the Cub Cooker Supernatural membership, it is a community. It is an academy. It is all things. You get direct chat in there. You get access to my entire academy, an off social media private hub to talk amongst ourselves, share ideas, videos, content, whatever you want. It's an incredible space. We also have Zoom calls every single weekend where we get to dive into these subjects really, really deeply. We've got an awesome call coming up this Saturday, which I'll be announcing tomorrow. So look for that. And if you want to join that, the only way to join, scan that QR code or hit up Cub Cooker, CUBKUKER.com. Guys, I promise you haven't seen a membership like this. If you've been part of a spiritual community before, go read the reviews on this. The reviews are down on the page there. This is a Christ conscious collective. We are a co-mentor community. We offer unparalleled support for your spiritual growth. It is all virtual, so you don't have to be anywhere physically. You can do it on your phone, on the go, all the time. You can download. There's an app that you can download to access everything. Or you can bookmark it on your computer or your browser on your phone, however you choose, or tablet, you know, however you choose to interact. I'm going to continually be there to help you break down limiting beliefs and access your authentic supernatural power. As a member, you'll engage in weekly group coaching calls, community discussions, supernatural courses, monthly challenges, and you get priority messaging with me. So, you know, if you're confused on something and you're like, hey, Cub, what were you reading from? Or where's the best place to start? DM me in there. And I'm going to get back to you. I'm going to give you my best answer. So this is a great place to grow, especially if you're looking for that next level. Maybe you've deconstructed from the church and you're looking for community again, something that is not churchy or religious-y at all. This is just a lot of fun, exploratory, enjoyable for everyone. We just went through the whole eclipse season together, which is still largely going on the rest of the year, but we really worked through it together, had a lot of beautiful experiences come out of that. So please don't sleep on this. I literally am not doing my job if I don't help you find this membership when you need it. And a lot of people need it right now. This is the catalyst that a lot of people have been able to jump into this community, jump into my coursework, connect with everybody in there, and find lifelong friendships, find the answers they're looking for, find more questions, find out they're not alone, and ultimately get really committed to your spiritual path. That is what it's all about. So please, please go check it out. Do yourself a favor. Come jump in. We would love to have you. And I will personally message you today and reach out to you and make sure you get connected in the right way with the community. So go check it out. CubCooker.com. That's www.CubCooker, CubCooker.com. All right. More questions. We got more questions piling up here. I'm going to jump on the questions here. I'm going to read this from the Egyptian Book of the Dead, and then I have one more after this. So Egyptian Book of the Dead, spell 125 says, "O you gates, lift up your heads. Be lifted up, you everlasting doors, that the King of Glory may come in." Now, clearly the Egyptian Book of the Dead is all about the rites of passing from one life to another. However, I personally believe it's an alchemical book of understanding how do you bring the King of Glory within you and ascend here. I think that the true Egyptian mysteries are not about how to bury people for the afterlife, guys. That's such an archaeologist point of view. No offense, I'm just saying, for me, the mystic point of view is, this is all about how do you open the doors within your soul to let the King of Glory, the Christ light, the illuminator, whatever you want to call it, within you. And for me, it's a beautiful understanding of that. So the Egyptian Book of the Dead becomes now a book for all of us. What did I read the very first one? When you find a corpse, whoever has found a corpse is superior to the world. So the Book of the Dead is for all of us, because we're all a corpse, right? But when you open up the gates, lift up your heads, you're lifted up to the everlasting doors within you, the King of Glory may come in. And I think that is beautiful, beautiful. There are four luminaries that work between them, Christopher says. God makes up the fabric of reality. Barbello, the father and the mother, creates the aeons. Yeah, that's very Gnostic point of view. I mean, again, even Gnosticism is describing, in my opinion, scientific concepts that are happening within the quantum realm. Quantum science is describing metaphysics within the Hindu traditions. That's describing things that's happening in the Egyptian Book of the Dead that we just talked about. I mean, like this stuff is all literally talking about the same thing. And whether you want to call them aeons, you want to call them, eons, you want to call them like whatever, it doesn't matter what label you put on them. It matters, do you understand the archetypes of how our reality is set apart here and how you can actually break free and, and manipulate the matrix so that you can thrive in it here and that you can break more people out of it. So, Atomic Bugs Bunny says, "This life is perhaps a training ground for what we need to be prepared for, perhaps evaluated." Definitely possible. However, most NDEs I've heard of, they are meeting with elf-like creatures and tall beings, and they identify as one of them somehow. And there's a lot of laughing and joking and, hey, tell us about it. Hey, how was it? And then, are you going to go back? Are you going to come with us? It's a very weird thing, guys. Reality is not what we think it is. We try to make it this life or death thing. You've never not existed, okay? You are an eternal being, period. Start identifying as an eternal being, period. That's how you overcome the flesh. That's how you overcome the matrix. And no one has control over you when you realize that you are infinite already. You are infinitely a part of the infinite, period. That's it. That's the one true religion right there. You guys want it? You are infinitely a part of the infinite. And if you infinitely treat others with infinite love and respect, you will be infinitely blessed for it. There you go. Mic drop. There's cubbianity right there. If you guys want to know what I really believe, that's it right there. Energy cannot die, only change form. Exactly, Native Chick. You cannot create or destroy energy. That is one scientific principle we know. And so if you're energy, which we know we are, you can't go anywhere. You can only transfer yourself, just like you transfer data from one hard drive to another. Does that mean the data doesn't work on the new hard drive? No, it works. It's all there. I got people messaging me. Sorry. Steven, absolutely. Thank you, brother. Champ says, I heard opening your third eye is bad. Opening the chakras, I believe there are evil spirits. Okay, no. And you believing that the chakras have evil spirits is exactly what the Matrix wants. And great question, Champ. Champ, jump over right now. I got a freebie for you. Champ and anybody else that wants it. If you want to learn about the chakras in the most simplistic, easily approachable way and understand what is actually happening in your life that is controlled and manipulated by, through, and for the chakras, go check out my Supernatural Blueprint. It's completely free. It's an ebook that I wrote. It's about 14 pages. It is fantastic. Go check it out. Supernaturalblueprint.com. Supernaturalblueprint.com. Type that in the URL bar, not the search bar, the URL bar, the top of your browser. Type it in directly and it'll take you directly to that URL and it'll dump you on a page on my website. You put your email in and I'll email you the PDF and you can download it. It's super fast, super easy. You get on my mailing list that day, that way. And then you also get the free ebook. And if you're afraid of opening your chakras, okay, Jesus cast 7 demons out of Mary Magdalene, okay? She wasn't some horrible person with a bunch of demons. She was out of alignment. Her chakras were not aligned. You have 7 chakras within you. Your metaphysical body has 7 energy centers in it. And he aligned those for her and cast out the chaos energies or the disruptive energies that we all agree to, by the way. If your chakras aren't aligned, it doesn't mean you're sitting up straight all the time. You can. That's part of... if you're going to go participate in that type of yoga, you can do that. But your true chakra alignment has more to do with your metaphysical body and your mentality and your higher mind and your rooting down into the earth. And I start with the 0 chakra and go all the way up to the soul chakra. So I actually have 9 in there, but you're also going to learn about the 7 within your metaphysical body. Like I said, super awesome, totally free. It really explains a lot of my philosophy. It's got a lot of quotes from Jesus in there. It's got a lot of quotes from other sacred texts. Really combines a lot of these ancient mysteries and mythos into the system that I personally practice. So if you're like on that, you're kind of on the fence with that awakening journey there, or you're afraid to check out your chakras and everything, go check that out. Then make your decision. I'm not telling you do or don't do anything. I'm just saying get good data about it. That's what I've been practicing, and it's based on the actual ancient systems. So please go check it out. Ram says, binaural sounds help in aiding you to connect to the higher areas. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And that actually has something to do, my friend, with the other thing I'm bringing to the community. So anybody that's joining right now, I won't tell you what is being added, but we're adding another thing. Since the app thing didn't really work out the way I wanted it to, I am adding something to the community very soon that is going to benefit everybody, and it will be separate from the academy. It's a completely different thing that will be another another thing that everybody in the community, if you have the new membership, you got to get the new membership. You're going to get grandfathered into that, and you'll get that as soon as that's available in your account automatically. So Laura says, love the purple vibes. Thank you, my friend. Christopher says, manifesting is a very powerful thing. The more you believe, and I've made things happen to my neighbors. Yeah. I mean, that's, again, it's all within you. And especially if people are NPCs or non-player characters, oh yeah, just your thoughts can get people to act different. And there are other frequencies that can be in dissonance with you, and people will act out against you. I've had many people act demonic towards me. And really what it is a resonant frequency that has dissonance with mine that's trying to come at mine and mess mine up. And you can look at it religiously of like, oh, they had a demon and that demon was attacking me. Or you look at it as I'm at a certain frequency and other people lower their frequency and allow these lower frequencies to find dissonance with mine. And therefore there's going to be a dissonant, you know, like you have a harmony. This is the opposite of a harmony where you have a dissonance and it makes that weird buzzing sound. It's very non-pleasing to the ears or to the body. And I've had that happen with multiple people, even my friends. And at the time I thought, oh, they have a demon. It's a daemon, which is a disruptive chaos energy or a stat electrostatic energy that just disrupts the chakras. And so if you have anybody in your life that abuses alcohol, that's one of the surefire ways to catch a spirit, by the way. Yoga, you do not catch a spirit through yoga. You might be disrupting some of the spirits you've caught that you've agreed to let in. That's where people say, oh, I experienced something demonic or I heard whatever. It's because you're clearing out all the junk you got in you. If you've ever gone on a diet, you start eating fruits and vegetables, you start eating really well, and all you've been eating is junk food, you get kind of sick, right? Well, you do that and you go, oh, I'm doing a cleanse. I'm purging. Well, why are we not understanding that when you start doing yoga, meditation, and actually interacting in personal, authentic spirituality, you're going to have a purging experience. And some people may say, oh, it's what the pastor said. The demons are acting out, and that's the new age. And it's scary because there's demons. No. It's you. It's you purging you. That's why you're getting these negative reactions. It takes time to clear this out. And that's why, you know, a lot of people just dive head first and they go, I saw a demon in the fire and I had all these experiences and blah, blah. And it's like, because you just went like head first. You didn't start with your root chakra and work your way up. And I teach you exactly how to do that in the Supernatural Blueprint. So you can work through it at an effective but responsible rate for yourself. So happy welcome. Thank you for being here. Yeah, exactly. Champ alcohol. That's why it's called spirits. Ra Amun, says, thanks for sharing your knowledge. Absolutely, my friend. Always, all day, every day. That's what I'm here for, guys. Yoga means to yoke with gods. It actually means to yoke with the supreme being, okay? It's not actually gods. Now, whenever you, like the gods in Hinduism, they're you, okay? There's a god for every different type of person, by the way. And that's by design, so everybody can approach the divine through a way they're comfortable with. That's why Jesus is so comforting for so many people. But rather than going through him and his philosophy, they're trying to worship him. And that's the same error can be made like with the Hindu gods. You read the Bhagavad Gita, it's not meant for you to literally worship an idol of Krishna. It's for you to look at him and the philosophy and understand that through that philosophy, if you go through that philosophy, you go straight to the supreme being. And that's the beautiful thing. So, and yeah, I mean, you may have known somebody who taught dogmatic yoga. I mean, there's dogmatic Hinduism, absolutely. The same thing was happening with that was happening in Palestine during the time of Jesus. You had this control construct around his belief systems. That was happening with every belief system at the time. The construct was taking over everywhere. And we have to understand that. So there's going to be a lot of different traditions. And whoever was teaching that yoga, if they're teaching that you need to yoke with that God as your God, they do not have a full understanding of what the Brahman is, or the Supreme Being, the Father and the Mother of the universe that are in and through all things and can be approached through the archetypes and modes of the individual gods. okay? Because you're a god anyway. And if you just go through yourself, you're still going through a god to find the supreme being within you. You go through Jesus, you're going through a god. You go through Krishna, you're going through a god. You go through, any of the Hindu gods, you're going through a god. You go through Thoth, or you go through, any of the Sumerian gods, Enki, Enlil, any of those. You're still going through a god, but you got to understand what the archetype of that is. Some archetypes I don't want anything to do with, by the way, because I've tried to overcome those types of spirits in my life. And then some archetypes I think are very pure and balanced. That's why I really resonate with bhakti yoga, which is the yoga of love and devotion. It's not about yoking yourself with a particular deity, but rather with the frequency of love, which is the Christ or Krishna consciousness. So unbreakable spirit says, shout out to the Lyrians. Absolutely, my friend. Or the way in Buddhism, Ventri says. Yes, exactly. 100%. So Melissa says, when I was doing yoga meditating, I had nightmares, gods, goddesses, demons, and giants. Okay, you're having that because of the religious spirit in you. Okay, like literally 1,000%, you're purging something in you that is actually fighting back. When you get to a place of neutrality, you stop having those dreams. 1,000%. And I know because I've been there. Okay, when I started deconstructing, I was having all kinds of crazy dreams. When I was deeply religious within Christianity, I was having horrible demonic nightmares. And I always just thought it was the devil trying to get me. It's your own demons. Okay, there is not a demon in you you didn't agree to. Let me say that again. There is not a demon in you you didn't agree to. So if you're actually doing yoga and meditation in the frequency of love, you're going to find that there is a purging effect, and it might make you spiritually ill for a little while. But pushing through that is the key. Just like if you're going to fast, if you're going to work out and you've never worked out before, you don't want to just go pour, let me do a 3-hour workout with a bodybuilder. No, you're going to end up in the hospital, right? So you got to take it one step at a time. You know, for a lot of people, 5 minutes of meditation is plenty to start the process and to purge and deconstruct and have some divine downloads and start understanding yourself and getting into a frequency that you're not used to, that you need to get used to, and purge out other frequencies of fear, demonic stuff, worry about all that. And I'm not picking on you at all, my friend. I know exactly where you're at. And I promise I can help you. I promise my community can help you. Please, please, Melissa, don't give up on yoga. Don't give up on it. Don't give up on it. Don't give up on it. Because that's exactly what these other spirits want you. That's where they want you, right? And so please grab my free blueprint. If you want to dive in, join the community. If you don't love it, you can cancel anytime. But we can literally work with you within the community. We can talk about it live on Saturday and answer any of those questions. We've got a ton of people that are meditating, doing yoga, and they've had those experiences, and they've pushed through them, and they've found a much, much, much brighter day beyond that, once we understand what is actually being worked through. So I hope that helps, my friend. I mean that in all love and respect. And seriously, don't be afraid. Come join us. At the very least, grab the free blueprint. And I'll do anything I can to help you, because I am 1,000% a believer in yoga. Not necessarily Western yoga. I do what's called freestyle yoga, which is, I just do a lot of movement to high vibe music. And I focus all of my energies on purifying and connecting with the Christ consciousness. So I do yoga through the Christ frequency 1,000%. So I hope that helps. I hope that helps. So, yeah. Okay. So, Laura, thank you, Laura, for answering that. I appreciate that, my friend. Other questions, anybody, before I jump off? This has been a deep one today, guys, a deep one. Y'all grab the free blueprint. And if you want to just jump in, come and hit up the community. Come and join me. I'd love to meet you over there today. And I'd love to see you on Saturday over at CubKuker, CubKuker.com. Hit up the link in my bio or scan that QR code right there in the video. You can also read on the bottom of that, the URL. Type that into your URL bar. And you're going to find my website. Go check it out. It's got all the info you need to make a decision over there. We've got an incredibly high retention rate. Like, people just love our community. And I am very grateful for everybody. We got a ton of community members in here today already. So don't be shy. Come check it out. You know, you don't have to go post on social media, I joined a spiritual community. Like, you know, we keep it cool. So it's not like you're joining anything weird. It's a great supporter membership for what I'm doing here. You get a ton of perks with it, access to the community, Zoom calls, tons of educational videos about all of these ancient mysteries that I talk about all the time over in the Academy. And for our entrepreneurs out there, I've got a ton of entrepreneur videos in there from a spiritual point of view as well. So that's another bonus there. If you're trying to build a business spiritually, get in that right frequency for abundance. I got a ton of info on that over there as well. So love to be your mentor. Come and join us. I love you guys. Y'all have a beautiful, beautiful day. Laura says the community is incredibly important. You will find connection, I promise. 1,000%. Thank you, Laura. I appreciate you saying that. Laura's a member. We've got a bunch of other members in here as well. So I don't see them right now because I got a bunch of comments. But we got Ashley, Honeybee. We've got, who else did we have a minute ago? Somebody else commented. Who was it? I don't know. I lost them. We got a lot of comments today, but yeah, we had a bunch. We had at least a dozen community members on today. So thank you guys. I love you. Have a beautiful day. Learn from me from this video. You get people that are coming at you. You get people that are, you know, trying to cause just dissonance in your life. Treat them like I did earlier. Sometimes you got to know when to cut people out. Sometimes you got to know when to warn people. Sometimes you got to know when to forgive them. You always forgive them. You always love them, but you do protect your energy space. And I hope I did a good example of that today. It's not always easy, but I did my best. Miranda says, I've been there too, not with yoga, but with my awakening, quote unquote, religious conditioning had me a mess. Yeah, exactly. And that's the thing, you know, it's just, there's so much psychological programming that goes on behind closed doors there that you don't even know is happening to you. And you start going through this kind of organic personal process. There's still days, guys, still days I wake up and feel guilty and ashamed and like I'm on the wrong path, or what if I'm going to hell? Like, I'm going to be 1,000% honest. I still have that trauma nagging at me. And it's not like a truth thing at this point where I'm like, what if I'm really on the wrong? It's just like the same religious spirit that I keep struggling with from the, you know, I grew up in essentially a Christian cult, that if you didn't believe a certain way, even I was homeschooled, and even the curriculum that I homeschooled with was super, super Christian. And like, it wouldn't even let me learn normal science. I've had to learn normal science on my own after deconstructing from all of that stuff. And it's been just a crazy ride. So Andrea says, 11th commandment, Jesus said, love one another. Amen, my friend. Amen. Miranda says, I still have my days too, but the good days make up for it 1,000%. Absolutely. Absolutely. The peace and love and unity and connection, guys, that outweighs anything. And then I know exactly when to smell that spirit that comes back. I know exactly what that looks like. It tries to shame me, tries to make me feel bad about myself, tries to make me worry, anxiety, fear, loathing, judgment of myself and others. You shouldn't even judge yourself. Quit judging it. Judge not, lest ye be judged. Don't even judge yourself. Just love yourself and love others. And let God be within you and work through you. That's like the key to everything. And unfortunately, most of us are programmed to do it opposite of that. That we have to come into agreement that we're horrible sinners first and that we need help and then all of this stuff. And it's psychological from the get-go rather than allowing the experience of the supreme divinity within us. You know, when you're a kid, unless you had a really awful childhood, you probably had time to play outside. And you had a lot of freedom and you knew you were magic. You knew you were a wizard. You knew you were a witch. You knew you were some sort of divine being. You didn't like, you know, sit down when you're just like a little kid and go, oh God, until someone taught you. Like, you just knew that you had the power of God within you. And that's not ego when you're a kid. Jesus said, be like the little kids, like, let the little children come to me. have faith like that. They weren't questioning, well, I hope I don't go to hell, for thinking that I can make the plant grow, for thinking that I can help my friend, for thinking that I can move stuff with my hand and my mind. Like, you just know you can when you're a kid, because you're in a different, you literally are coming out of a higher dimension through the birth canal, planted in flesh. The truth of your soul is planted in flesh, and it's your responsibility to root that down and grow that up. That is your responsibility. Okay. Nobody else can do that for you. Your religion can't do that for you. I can't do that for you. I can guide you. I can encourage you. I can mentor you. I can connect you with other people that will do the same thing. And I can connect you with more and more training to help deprogram you. If you're deconstructing, I literally have like a 5-6 hour course on deconstruction. Like, just one course out of dozens. I think there's like 3 or 4 dozen courses in there. Just one course is on deconstruction. That's how valuable the info and the training that I have inside of our membership is. So go check that out. Don't miss it, guys. Let's do this. It's 2024. It's April 18th. We've got a very powerful manifesting day coming up on Saturday. Don't miss it. Do not miss the call on Saturday. Even if you're not a member, come and join. Take one day out of your life now. Come join. If you don't love it, you can cancel. Give me a chance. Give the community a chance. Watch what happens. See what happens in your life. See what changes in your mind, in your heart, in your reality. See what happens. Let's go. I love you guys. Y'all have a beautiful day. Steven says, when you see the magic as a child and believe, it grows from there. I know. Exactly, Steven. Exactly. Love you, brother. Thank you for being here. Y'all have a beautiful day. God bless you. Namaste and peace.